The Delaware State Auditor pledged she would scrutinize the sudden revelation of a financial crisis by the state's second biggest school district. WHYY's Chris Barish has more.
Auditor Lydia York said she'd get to the bottom of the mess at Appaquinimink School District as a bipartisan group of state lawmakers urged her to conduct a full forensic analysis of its spending. Last week, the Apo School Board raised property taxes 10% after saying it would not do so.
We're not in the habit of something clanging this loudly in one of our school districts. We can't ignore that.
York told WHYY News she hadn't seen today's letter from the Middletown area's seven state legislators. They wrote that the situation in the rapidly growing district warrants urgent independent scrutiny. Apo has more than 13,000 students. Apo revealed last week that it didn't have the required $4.2 million it needed for the next two biweekly payroll periods. York said that's simply unacceptable.
The real problem here is that they're failing to meet a parameter that's required of all the school districts, which is having two paychecks banked.
York didn't say exactly how she would proceed, but said she'd seek input from the State Department of Ed. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.